Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high I can't get over it. So low I can't get under it. So wide can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Well, we're coming up to Christmas, so I thought you might like to explore the meaning of Christmas through music. Listen carefully to the lyrics and you might get a whole new and fresh understanding of what Christmas is all about. The most important message and the whole point of Christmas is that Jesus, the baby in the manger, is God Himself with us. Wow, that's some claim. No wonder people have always struggled with that. Almighty God, a baby gurgling in a manger. Isn't that a contradiction? If that is God revealing Himself, then it's a very good disguise. How can the Creator become a creature? How could He create Himself? And who ran the universe when He was wetting His nappies? It sounds ridiculous, right enough. But truth can be stranger than fiction, as they say. Even if we accept that God can do anything He wants to do, why on earth would He want to do that? Well, let's look into the matter. The angel said to Joseph, "You will call Him Jesus, because He will save His people from their sins." And Matthew adds a quotation from Isaiah chapter 7, "He will be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us." In Luke's Gospel, the angel informs the shepherds, "This very day in David's town, your Saviour was born, Christ the Lord." In Luke chapter 2, Simeon in the temple recognized Jesus as the Lord's promised Messiah. So the Bible writers quote prophets and angels and claim that the baby in the manger is Jesus, Emmanuel, Saviour of the world, Christ, the Lord, the long-expected Messiah. These are all different words for God. Think about that. When we say Jesus Christ, I wonder if some people think that Christ is His surname and that His parents were Mr. and Mrs. Christ. It would be more accurate to say Christ Jesus or Jesus the Christ, for Christ is His title, His job, His role, not His name. Christ is a Greek word used to translate the Hebrew word Messiah. And they both refer to God coming into the world to sort it out. Hence His other title, Saviour of the world. In the Bible, Lord means God. Jews did not like to say or write the word God. They felt it was too holy to be lightly mouthed by sinful human beings. So they preferred to use the word Lord with a capital L. How ironic that non-believers nowadays are quite liberal in their use of God's names as they swear. Lord with a small L was our word to address anybody, like Sir. But big L, Lord, is reserved for the big yin, God Himself. To address Jesus as Lord was therefore a big thing. In fact, the earliest Christians, when being persecuted by the Romans, fed to the lions in amphitheatres and all that, they were asked one simple question before being convicted. Their one sentence creed by which they lived and died was Jesus Christ is Lord. If they denied this, they lived, and if they stuck to this belief, they were killed. So listen now, with fresh ears, to the familiar lyrics of some of our best known and loved traditional Christmas carols.
Thank you.
In case you missed it, each carol hammered out the same message, namely that Jesus is God on earth. In order of playing, it was O Come All Ye Faithful, which says God of God, Light of Light, Very God, Begotten, Not Created. Then Once in Royal David's City, second verse, He came down to earth from heaven, who is God and Lord of all, lived on earth our Saviour holy. And in the bleak midwinter a stable place sufficed, the Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ. And hark the herald angels sing, the second verse, Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, veiled in flesh the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity. Pleased as man with man to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. You see what I mean? Carol after carol all emphasize that Jesus is God. God come down to earth. God with us and for us. That is the good news or the gospel. The gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke and John are good news. Christianity is good news. And what is good about it is the fact that God is not a stuck-up-in-the-sky sort of guy, but rather he's a very humble and down-to-earth God. He is great in his greatness, but he's also wonderful in his tenderness. He leads out the stars one by one, but he also binds up each and every broken heart. He is God of the macrocosm and God of the microcosm. He creates and sustains the whole universe, but he also freely and lovingly and self-sacrificially chooses to go the way of the manger, the towel, and washing the disciples' feet and the cross, and does it for each one of us. Here's Mary McKee in the Genesis.
I owed a debt I couldn't pay, and it was growing every day, but Jesus paid it all for me. On the cross of Calvary, he died for men like you and me. What a Savior. I love him, yes I.
The Christian claim is that Jesus did not begin at the point of his birth in Bethlehem. He is God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, ever one God, the eternal God, who freely and lovingly and graciously chose to come down to earth to be born and live and die and rise again for our benefit. The Christian claim is that Jesus is God the Son. God the Father and God the Holy Spirit shared in the coming of God the Son. There's only one God, not three gods. The one and only God came as God the Son, or Son of God. It's a wonderful mystery, but one well worth pondering upon. Here's Michael Card's attempt to explain this mystery.
The Lord God said when time was full, he would shine his light in the darkness. He said a virgin would conceive and give birth to the promise. For a thousand years the dreamers dreamt and hoped to see his love, but the promise showed their wildest dreams had simply not been wild enough. The promise showed their wildest dreams had simply not been wild enough. The promise was love and the promise was life. The promise meant light to the world. Final word, his own son. The promise was love and the promise was life. The promise meant life to the world. Living proof Jehovah says, for the name of the promise was Jesus. The promise was love and the promise was life. The promise meant life to the world. Living proof Jehovah says, for the name of the promise was Jesus. At last the proof Jehovah says, for the name of the promise was Jesus. Virgin will conceive a human baby bearing undiminished deity. The glory of the nations, a light for all to see, and hope for all who will embrace his warm reality. Emmanuel, our God is with us. And if God is with us, who could stand against us? Our God is with us.
Jesus either is or is not God. Let's just, for the sake of argument, suppose for a moment that he's not God. And there are millions of people who certainly think that. If Jesus is not God, who is he then? Just a man? A good man, but no more than that? A prophet, perhaps? A poser? A charlatan? A blasphemer? A madman claiming to be God? At best, he would be just another good man who bites the dust at the hands of his enemies, yet one more victim of injustice. But how would that help us? If Jesus is not God, God remains a mystery. Then God has not revealed himself, and we have little evidence for the existence of God or for the love of God. God is still unknown, and we're still left in the dark, looking up at the night sky and speculating if there really is someone somewhere in charge of it all. If Jesus is not God, then God has not bridged the great gulf between us and himself, between us sinners and him, the perfect Holy One. Then our sins and guilts and estrangement have not been dealt with. Then we're still waiting for a Saviour. If Jesus is not God, then God does not yet know human life from inside our skin. His knowledge would be infinite heavenly knowledge, but not the knowledge which comes from experience as a human being. We like to think that when we pray, God knows exactly how we feel, for he's been there, done it, and got the T-shirt, himself in person. We like to picture our God as eternally having nail-pierced hands with a few skelfs from the joinery as well. If Jesus is not God, but not human either, maybe some sort of heavenly sidekick or angelic figure, then how does that help us? It just makes God a nasty so-and-so who sends them to do the death on the cross. In other words, if Jesus is not God himself dealing directly with us and our problems, then there is no good news and nothing to celebrate. But what if God does come to us as a baby in a manger? What if Jesus really is God? Now we're talking. Well, think about it. If Jesus is really God, then God is revealed, and revealed not in a blinding flash, but in a way we can relate to, as one of ourselves, as a little baby, a wee man, a good man, a crucified person with resurrection bounce-back ability. If Jesus is really God, then God has shown us the perfect human life in the life of Jesus. He's shown us the way to go, given us the archetype, the model, the example to follow. If Jesus is really God, then God knows how we feel and does so from the inside, from having walked in our shoes until his feet hurt. If Jesus is really God, then God has reached out to us in love and forgiveness and brought reconciliation between us and himself. God is a lovely person, going the extra bit to win us back as friends. If Jesus is really God, then we have life in all its fullness, wedded to him forever and ever. Amen. Here's Tessera.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters?
Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, do you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand?
Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kissed your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Mary, did you know?
Child you're holding is the great I am.
So in the fullness of time, our God Jesus came down from heaven to earth and was born in Bethlehem. Think about that. St. Paul put it this way: He who was rich for our sake became poor, so that through his poverty we might become rich. He who was powerful for our sake became weak, so that through his weakness we might be made strong. He who was life itself died, so that through his death we might gain eternal life. He who is divine for our sake became human, so that through his humanity we might be raised to heaven. The humanity of God is Christianity's unique contribution to the world's thinking. Nobody else can conceive of that. If Jesus is God, it means that the all-powerful God became a vulnerable, fragile wee baby. The infinitely wise God became an innocent child gurgling in a manger. The perfect holy God became a helpless and dependent little soul. The judge of all the earth became a refugee chased into Egypt by King Herod. The great creator became a little newborn creature. The giver of life breathed his first breath. The one who is the way, the truth, and the life became a child, unable to utter a single word. The supreme God became an infant wetting his nappies. The saviour of the world became helpless in the hands of a mixed bunch of people. Here's a song from Spring Harvest. The good news about Jesus, in a nutshell, is this. Jesus freely and graciously left the glory of heaven, came down to earth, was born of Mary, humbled and emptied himself, stood shoulder to shoulder with us, stood in our shoes till his feet hurt. He took on our sinful humanity and all our sin, and became sin personified. He took our punishment, died our death, wiped the slate clean, reconciled us to himself, restored the broken relationship, made us friends again, gave us a fresh start, gave us new birth, recreated us, and gave us new life, fullest quality life, eternal life, and opened up heaven for us. No wonder that, like the wise men and the humble shepherds, we worship him, the baby of Bethlehem, the carpenter of Nazareth, the crucified of Calvary, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, God of Gods. Now that really is something to celebrate. So let me leave you with Michael Card as our Christmas card. Celebrate the child.